Onondaga County employees might find themselves the latest victims of the coronavirus as county leaders consider early retirements and layoffs. WAER's Chris Bolt reports the county is looking for ways to deal with what could be a $60 million budget gap.
The coronavirus pandemic has infected the Onondaga County economy, and as many as 360 county employees could be impacted. More than 160 are interested in taking an early retirement incentive. The county is considering 200 additional layoffs to further reduce payroll. Legislator Linda Irvin isn't ready to back that.
But I would not want to commit to these layoffs until we've done everything possible. Layoffs, to me, at this point, are a last option, and I don't think we're at the last option place. I was here the last time we did this. It was awful. We're talking about people's lives and their families. I don't want us to do that until we absolutely have to.
Steve Morgan with the County Budget Office has been cutting costs.
We've locked up about $9 million in various supplies and materials to contract expenses, to professional services, travel and training. And then we've also held all personnel vacancies and only filling absolutely critical positions.
Lawmakers might vote again on an energy tax to raise revenue. They're really hoping federal aid being considered in Washington comes through, though they say they can't sit and wait before making cost-cutting plans. The legislature is also considering a measure to set up a nonpartisan citizens task force to redraw district lines. Chris Ryan sees that as a way to improve a highly politicized process.
The process that we have now is not transparent enough. I don't think it's an example of good governance, and I think other cities that have incorporated such laws and empowered the citizens to redraw the district lines has been very successful.
Some are concerned over costs and if the county executive might veto it, but Ryan says you can't put a cost on good government. The redistricting measure will be before the full legislature in July. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.